Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. I'm here in Alameda, where the permanent practice facility is located. And of course, the players were on the practice field. They're getting ready for the Denver Broncos. And speaking of that team, the person that we need to check in with right now from the Raiders Report, JT the Brick. JT, let's talk about the upcoming game against the Denver Broncos.
Thanks, Jeanette. A great opportunity for the Silver and Black as they travel to Denver to take on the AFC West rival Broncos. Now, we know about the Broncos, the new-look Broncos with quarterback Peyton Manning, the four-time MVP, one of the all-time greats. And he loves to change the play at the line of scrimmage. And the Raiders must trust their scheme on defense. This is a Dennis Allen defense. Jason Tarver's the defensive coordinator. And what are we going to see here? I think the four-man front, led by Tommy Kelly, Richard Seymour, Matt Shaughnessy, Lamar Houston, they got to get to Peyton Manning. Get him off his spot, and he's prone to making mistakes outside the pocket. With Decker and Thomas, those are big play wide receivers. And Tyvon Branch and Michael Huff got to make sure that they don't get over the top. And I expect the linebackers to do what they did against Pittsburgh, collapse and stop the run. Willis McGahee is reborn in Denver. He is a solid running back, but the Raiders should be able to keep him in front of them and stop him. Maybe strip the ball and turn it over. Because if Peyton Manning has balance in the running game, he's tough to defend in the passing game. Now, for the Raiders on offense, Carson Palmer is coming off his greatest game as a Raider. He's got to build on that momentum. The Raiders are banged up at wide receiver, but he's got enough weapons to go into Denver and win this game. And remember, the Raiders haven't lost at Sports Authority Field since 2007. They know how to get into Denver on a business trip and get out of there with a win. This is the place where Sebastian Janikowski kicked a record-tying 63-yard field goal. And with the best punter in football in Shane Lechler, hopefully he can pin Peyton Manning back within his 10-yard line. I think the Raiders got to count on Darren McFadden. I know I say that every week, but that's the type of player he is. A 60-plus yard run, a 50-yard run, whatever it takes for McFadden to get going. And I think that Carson Palmer is going to throw him a couple of screen passes because Elvis Dumervil and Von Miller are going to be attacking throughout the course of the game. It is critical that the Raider offensive line have a great Sunday in regards to pass protection because look for the Broncos to blitz Carson Palmer. This is a huge opportunity because if the Raiders win, they're back to 500. They're 2-2 in the division and they go into the bye week and get ready for Atlanta. Raider Nation, we know you like to travel to Denver and all the other cities in the AFC West. I can tell you from being around here this week, the Raiders are jacked up for this game because of the emotional win. When Darius Heyward-Bey lay unconscious on the field, that's when it all clicked for the Silver and Black. They came together as a team and the leaders said, we're going to go out and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they did in front of a sold-out house at O.co Coliseum. Hopefully we see the same energy that we saw in the fourth quarter in the first quarter in Denver. Jeanette, back to you.
Thanks again, JT. Raider fans, be sure to watch the Raiders Report tonight on Comcast Sportsnet California. Raider fans, I want to tell you thank you once again for making it out to the home game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, it's always great to get a win, and it's always great to get a win in front of the Raider Nation. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield.